Good morning. It's Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. This is the AI Mez A from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today, we're looking at a Gulf AI story that's rotating from gigawatts to institutions. The UAE president spent Tuesday on the phone with Elon Musk and in a room with Larry Fink. A top European venture firm just launched its first MENA and Africa fund with Gulf sovereigns as anchor backers. And a Dubai startup has raised seven figures to take on the extended stay hospitality market with an AI native platform. First up, the UAE President's AI Diplomacy Day. On Tuesday, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan packed two of the week's most consequential AI conversations into a single afternoon. He hosted BlackRock's chairman and chief executive Larry Fink in Abu Dhabi, then took a phone call from Elon Musk. Both conversations were explicitly about artificial intelligence, advanced technology, and how the UAE wants to position itself for the next phase of the AI economy. The Fink meeting was officially framed around global markets, but the government readout was clear that AI and advanced technology were the main pillar. BlackRock's already deep into the region. As a central partner in the Global Infrastructure Partners AI Infrastructure Partnership pairing, Abu Dhabi capital with US hyperscaler buildouts. The Musk call came hours later. He praised the UAE's forward-looking investment posture and its global partnerships on the record. Why this matters. This is what a national AI industrial policy actually looks like in practice. In a single afternoon, the UAE head of state personally touched the world's largest asset manager and the most influential private AI founder in the US, and tied both conversations back to advanced technology. Expect follow-on announcements out of Abu Dhabi in the coming weeks that make today's two meetings look like an opening act. Now, this is interesting. Story 2. Vienna-headquartered Speedinvest, one of Europe's most prolific early-stage venture firms, launched its first dedicated MENA and Africa flagship fund this week. The anchor backers are a who's who of Gulf sovereign capital: Mubadala Investment Company, Qatar Investment Authority, and the European Investment Bank Group are all on the cornerstone cap table. EIB Global's commitment alone is pegged at 40 million euros. The target size is north of 100 million euros, and the firm will be writing checks of between 2 and 5 million euros per company. The fund's thesis spans fintech, embedded finance, health, climate, and critically, artificial intelligence and core digital infrastructure. It'll deploy across the Middle East, North Africa, Pakistan, Turkey, and sub-Saharan Africa. What's important here is structural. This is the first time a top-tier European seed firm has formalized a dedicated MENA vehicle, rather than running the region as a side allocation out of a European core fund. It validates the region as a place to build a venture franchise, not just a place to source LP checks. If Speedinvest delivers, expect Atomico, Balderton, North Zone and Axel's European arms to follow with their own MENA vehicles inside the next 18 months. Okay, story number 3, and it's out of Dubai. PropTech startup Estayi has closed a seven-figure pre-seed round, led by Plus VC and Orbit Ventures, with Falak Angels and Value Makers Studio joining. Press reports peg the round at around $1.05 million. The company, founded in 2025 by six-time founder Osama Shawki, positions itself as the world's first AI-native extended-stay marketplace. It targets the underserved booking window between 30 and 365 nights, sitting between short-term hotel stays and residential leasing. In under a year, Estayi has signed more than 400 hotels and over 1,000 holiday homes onto the platform, booked more than 3,000 room nights, and is reporting 17 to 18% month-on-month growth. The funding will go into hiring, product, and regional expansion, with a specific focus on scaling into Saudi Arabia. Why it matters. The extended stay category is a huge, fragmented global market that's been surprisingly resistant to software-led consolidation. A Gulf-headquartered AI-native player going after it first is a meaningful ecosystem signal. A seasoned serial founder choosing to build his fourth company on MENA soil rather than in the US tells you something about where the best risk-adjusted early-stage returns sit in 2026. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. Three stories, one arc. The MENA AI conversation keeps maturing up the stack. At the top, the UAE president is personally meeting the chiefs of BlackRock and XAI in a single day. In the middle, a top European seed fund is building a Gulf-anchored MENA franchise with Mubadala, QIA, and EIB Global as backers. And at the ground level, a repeat founder is scaling an AI-native prop tech out of Dubai into Riyadh. Translation. The 2026 Gulf AI narrative is rotating. From infrastructure first to institution first. Anyone still modeling this region as a compute-only story is going to miss the moves that actually create durable advantage. Fund franchises, founder density, LP relationships at the very top of global finance. category leaders that eventually get acquired by global platforms. If you're a founder targeting this region in the next 6 months, three things matter more than the chip count. Is your cap table cleanly traceable to a Gulf institution? Have you built a Riyadh or Abu Dhabi go-to-market plan? And are you genuinely solving a Mienstrom-shaped problem rather than dropping a Silicon Valley product into Arabic? That's the AI Mez A for Thursday from II and Arabia's Intelligence Desk. We'll see you tomorrow.